whoever messes with your thermostat, just remember that
things could be worse.
Things could be worse.
We got an edition of Things Could Be Worse. All to maintain a proper perspective. That's what they say. Things could be worse. So it was a little belated, but the White House yesterday celebrated Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't see that on the calendar.
Yeah, it happened a little while ago, but they decided to go ahead and make it happen yesterday at the White House. And largely this had to do for the reporters. So a lot of the kids of reporters showed up at the White House press briefing, and they asked very valuable questions, these young kids. Like, what was Trump's favorite flavor of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream sundae with chocolate sauce and toppings, it
Ooh,
turns out.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Also asked who his favorite president is beside himself. That's what the kid actually said. George Washington.
Okay.
Does President Trump like to give hugs?
Abu Dhabi.
The press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said, I assumed he did. Favorite food? Steak. And then one kid asked, how many people has he fired?
Oh, well, see,
about 4 years
it's
old.
A valid question.
Yeah, this is, so it was Take Your Kids to Work Day yesterday at the White House.
Did he watch The Apprentice?
Yeah, I'm sure at four. He was all about
say,
it.
Abu Dhabi.
Very yeah. young.
Elon showed up and they had to shut the place down.
Yeah.
There was just no room left.
It's too many.
The staff to even do their job.
So it's the biggest weekend in sports. The thrill of the race, victory, the checkered flag, and some of the most amazing vehicles ever made headed to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
All for the Weenie 500.
Oh.
The, not the Indy 500. No, it's they're going down on Friday. Six Wiener Mobiles from Oscar Mayer will be racing to find the fastest.
Yeah.
That's going to be Shy Dog for Chicago, New York Dog, Sonoran Dog, the Slaw Dog, Chili Dog, and Seattle Dog, all vying for the championship. You can see it live on the Fox Sports app. The Weenie 500.
Yeah, the Weenie 500.
I'll say it again.
The Indianapolis 500 just sold out, actually, as of this morning for Sunday. But the Wiener 500. The Weenie 500.
The Weenie 500.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't imagine those things corner all that well. This could be...
this could be interesting.
I hope the winner relishes the occasion. Things could be worse. Things could be worse. Or have they jumped the shark? Or maybe pig? Yes, unbeknownst to many Americans, Peppa Pig's baby sister, Evie, was quote-unquote born yesterday.
Oh, it's a girl!
And the British press is treating it like an actual news story.
And now it brings me great joy to announce that she's here.
Ray! Congratulations.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. Like I said, Daddy Pig has just shared these pictures with me of Peppa's brand new baby sister, Evie. 5:34 a.m. this morning.
Oh,
wonderful, isn't it?
It's a slow news week, evidently. Yeah.
Hey,
I think we found somebody over there at the BBC that can out-awe you.
Oh,
it's beautiful, isn't it?
Wonderful, isn't it?
Thank you.
Don't they normally give, like, a litter?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
All right. The newest thing in psychology, and it's to be triggered. All the cool kids are doing it. And
yeah,
one letter may be able to change the trajectory of your mental health. That is the letter K. Study out of 2023 shows that it is the most negative text that one can receive in a chat. Worse than being left on red or even a sure, whatever. Apparently, it conveys emotional distance, passive aggressiveness, or disinterest. Others say it's a better option than just wasting your valuable words on someone. This is what we've come to in society.
Yeah.
I'm wasting my words on you, brah.
I'll get the K from the kids sometimes on the responses.
Okay.
No, it's
K.
That's no, yeah. it more. It's better than the thumbs up, though. In a new survey, 56% of people say it's
okay
to use coupons on a first date. 50, oh. Over half, almost 60% say it's all right to use coupons on a first date.
Touchy.
You're not a fan of it?
Well, okay, tacky? So you want someone that's going to spoil you, right?
Yes.
You're
going
to be the man.
Sure.
You got to show her she all the love.
Right.
But then, you know, when you get all the, you know, commitment and everything, like, you don't want dude blowing all your cash.
I mean, I didn't do this. I did not. I didn't use a coupon.
No coupons?
No. I mean, the prices at Applebee's were already a steal.
She's a lucky girl.
Oh.
There you go. W, coming up.
Remember, friends don't let friends listen to bad radio shows. This public service announcement brought to you by KB and Heather Lee.